This idea of L'chol Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boishes Hapanim. It's very interesting that this is the actual pasuk that we begin Slichos with. When we come to Chodesh Elul, this is very much a theme in terms of tshuva. It's not a time for drushes, what it means, L'chashna matzdaka v'lana boishas hapanim. The idea of L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boishes Hapanim is really a very chiddushic perspective of Akina. Because normally in Akina we would lament the destruction, the pain, what it means Churban for us, for the Shechina Kedoshah, for the whole world. That we didn't keep Torah Mitzvahs the way that we were supposed to. That Hashem is Melech, that Hashem tells us what to do, and we forsake the mitzvahs. Then Churban happens. But the perspective of the L'chashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boishes Hapanim is woe to our embarrassment. How embarrassed we are. But not because we didn't keep the mitzvahs properly, that for sure we know already. We know the equation. That if we're not shomer Torah mitzvahs, there's going to be churban. But on top of that, the sense of busha to be standing in front of you. Because L'chol Hashem Hatzdaka means that you do so much for us. Not only do you do so much for us, we have nothing to hold over you. Everything that you do for us is mamash a chesed, it's a tzedakah. It's a gift. And when a Jew contemplates what it means that every day he wakes up and that he has gifts and matanas mamish all around him, it only comes with a certain hisboneness that a Jew understands what it means, L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka. That the tzedakah is mamish all around us at every single moment. The gifts that Hashem is, that He gives us, that our heart beats, that it beats when it's supposed to. We have legs and we have arms and ears and we have eyes, Baruch Hashem. We have beds to sleep on and clothes to wear and food to eat and a house which gives us shelter every single day. And although there are struggles, there's for sure struggles. But in this moment right now, I have all these things, Baruch Hashem. That's a gift. And after all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka, there's such a boishes panim which comes from reflecting upon this. That this in itself is akina worthy. This busha itself. That in itself is a churban. And it's really a living churban every single day. It could be akina which could be recited every day. And that's why this is the Pesach into Slichos as well. Tshuva is so one with this idea of L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boishes Hapanim. That there's a busha which comes with not doing what we're supposed to do before Him. After all the chesedim and the toivos that Hashem does for us, even while we sleep, the chesed is non-stopping. And sometimes, as Olim B'tzchus, the reason why it's so hard for us to come to a place to be margish, these toivis which are surround us constantly, is because they're endless. How do we come to even count the chesedim that Hashem does for us? And this we say in Maidim Anachnu Noach, every single day in Shemana Esrei, we say, Al Chayinu HaMesuim Medech HaVanish Masein Avgul Zvan Yisachah Shebechol Yom Imanu Bechol Eis Er Vavokev Tzarayim HaToyev Kilei Cholu Racham HaKham Ramachim Kilei Samu. It's ceaseless. But we don't have the words now to be able to give such a haidah. As we say in Nishmas Kol Chai, Alachas Me'elef Alfei Alafim, that if we were to begin, we could never stop. And that's why we say afterwards, Ve'al Kulam Yisporach V'Yisrema V'Yisna'as Yishim Chom Al-Kinyat Tamilin Lavuet. Eternally we'll give haidah. We'll be able to do such a thing. But when you give us the mouth, that mouth, and you put the words on our mouth to be able to give Shevach to you properly, we'll be able to do the job. But we can't. We don't have the words. We don't have the expression. How do we begin to speak about Him, to speak about the Tavis, which He does for us constantly? If we were to begin, we can never stop. It's a shtika kehayda. But even if we can't be ma'idah, we should at least be shaytik in a way that we're mindful that it's a shtika kehayda. That our silence is our thanks. If not, then we should recite a keen on it. For the boisterous pun of itself is worthy of keen. But the more that we contemplate the constant chasadim which we have for ourselves and for our families, it awakens our heart to avas Hashem. Because we appreciate the tremendous love that He has for us. That He's always remembering us and doing taivas for us and encouraging us, providing for us. This is really a tremendous Pesach into Avodas Hashem. How the Avas Hashem that He has for us, His Avas Yisrael, has the koyach to awaken within ourselves that Or HaChayzer, that returning light to Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of who we are. It's a Kina Chaf called Hatei Elekai Oznecha. We ask Hashem to bend an ear to listen. To listen to the blasphemy of the Rishayim and to the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. To share a maisa from Tzadikim. Tzaddik of Shlomo Leib from Blanched. That from a very young age, he was mekabel upon himself, b'shleimus mamish, to serve Hashem Yisborach, not like a regular youngster. From a young age, mekabel upon his evarim that they should only do the ratzon Hashem. And he chose to be very careful with what he saw with his eyes and what he heard with his ears. And he would walk in the streets with his eyes closed at times. And his mother became upset at him that if he closes his eyes all the time, then he'll become blind, Chalila. So Mishum Kibir Aim, he found a way to be able to walk with his eyes closed even while they were open. He was very careful with what would go into his ears. He put his finger into his ears many a time so as not to hear Lashon Hara or Nevel Peh. As a youngster, it appears that he lived together with a tailor and his young children. Maybe he lost his father, I'm not sure. And they had their way of speaking Devarim Asurim while they worked. So he made it his inyan not to come home to go to sleep until he knew that everybody there was sleeping. They didn't want to listen in on their Lashon Hara and on their Nivul Peh. And we think that Tzaddikim don't have challenges. So one time,
And it was his custom to stay into the Beis Medrash till very late, to come home at a late time, like we mentioned. The Beis Medrash, those, for whatever reason, were being closed early. And he was forced to have to go home early. When he came to the house and he saw that the light was still on, and they were still being oisek in the melacha, and they were speaking in the divrei leitzanus, he stood outside and he waited and he waited and he waited for them to go to sleep. But it was freezing cold. And he was pacing back and forth in order to warm himself up, because he saw that his limbs were beginning to freeze. And at one moment he started to feel as if his neshama was leaving his body because of the immense cold. Nevertheless, he didn't go into the house. It says, Mirov Chalishas, with tremendous feelings of faintness, he lied himself on the ground and he was in a tremendous sakana. And at that moment, a nes happened and the lights went off in the house. The lights went out, they burnt out. And the tailor and his lads, they had to go to sleep. And that's when he entered into the house. And he said about himself that from that day on, so that Hashem gave me ears, that I was able to hear things which were being said in faraway places, even if people were whispering. That's what he said. Now the lesson to be taken from this story is not that Rabbi Shlomo Leib became Superman, that he had ears, as if he literally means like he was able to, or that he cared to listen on in on what people were saying across the world. And the lesson of the story is not that when you're freezing outside, you should remember the story of Shlomo Leib and to throw yourself on the floor, because you hope that the same thing which happened to the tzaddik will happen to you too. And it doesn't mean to walk around with your eyes closed or with your fingers in your ears. This is an example of a story of which the tzaddikim speak about, that when a Jew makes a mysterious nefesh for Hashem Yisborach, then Hashem makes a mysterious nefesh back. That when a Jew gives over his ears to Hashem Yisborach, and he hopes and really wants, that he knows that even though he has to be in places where people are going to be talking and saying things, and sometimes it's inescapable, but if a Jew feels like he's giving over his ears to Hashem Yisborach, and like David HaMelech says, Aznaim karisali, you put new holes in my ears. What that means is that it allows that when a person hears Divrei Torah and Divrei Kedusha, that it goes in and it makes an impact on him. Even if he has to listen to Divrei Torah, the fact that he was makdish his ears, they're not makabel such things. It's as if that they bounce off the ears and they go out. When a person makes the commitment, if he wants that his Evarim should be Kadosh Lashem, we spoke about an Alayla Hakim. But in this case, how he gave over those ears to Hashem Yisborach. And he made him in Sirus Nefesh. Then Hashem paid him back. And he gave him holy ears. And it probably means he was able to hear certain koilos and shamayim, maybe bas kols, and he knew he was able to have a havana in certain things which a tzaddik can have. But nobody becomes a tzaddik like that without an act of mesiras nefesh. Like the story of the Baba Sali. That even when it was time to makadosh levana, and the clouds were covering the moon, it was a very cloudy night, he was able to take his hands and just make a motion with them and brush away the clouds and tamid makadosh levana. And he explained that it just wasn't stam like that. That once where he was living, it was time to makadosh levana, and he wanted to makayim it right away, and he had heard that an hour and a half away in a faraway city that there was a levana there. So he traveled an hour and a half from the Kaddish of Levana. And he said, because of my mysterious nefesh that I made for Kiddush Levana, Hashem gave me the Levana. So tefillah and akina hatei lehayaznecha, Hashem, bend your ears. To listen to that which should be listened to, and to ignore that which should not be listened to. We can also have ears like this. But the way of the tzaddik is one of that, according to the mysterious nefesh which he makes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meister Nefesh back. It's not something which a person can throw himself into. The derech of mysterious nefesh is one which is very gradual. Use a lot of hadracha, but to know the musag, but to know that Hashem is looking to make Meister Nefesh for us, and He's Mesiris Nefesh for us all the time. But there's a beautiful way of Avedas Hashem of Mesiris Nefesh. Halavai, we should be Zeicha to walk in the ways of Tzaddikim. This next Kina Chafala, Farze Halavona in Adiri Atoya. Spoke about the connection last night between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. The Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, they have the same tzura. Chazal tells us that Yom Kippurim is the highest day of the year. But the greatest simcha of the year is on Yom Kippurim. And every single year when we have Yom Kippurim, it's a day where we're literally tasting the times of Mashiach. And we're closer to bringing the Mashiach than we are farther from it. One of the common themes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is this mention of the Asar Harugi Malchus. The 10 Tzaddikim, Rabbi Akiva, and his Chaverim, the Talmid HaChachamim of the time, the giants that over the course of its Kufa, that they were all killed by the Romans. And of course we understand what's the place of a kina like this in Tisha B'Av. That although this is not a kina which is over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, nor over a community, it's that which Chazal see, that the Asar HaRugi Malchus, although the span of the Asar HaRugi Malchus, again, was not just like we picture it to be like one after the next, it was over the course of many years. But Chazal saw with their eyes that Asar HaRugi Malchus, that it wasn't just one and a one, it was 10. But the Oimek Advarim is that although this is a very special 10 tzaddikim who died, of which the Arizal says Noire Noiros Mamish, that every single day in davening where we say Kel Nekomas Hashem Kel Nekomas Sefia, we recall before Hashem Yisbarach the Asar Harugi Malchus, and it makes certain birurim that if not for the Asar Harugi Malchus, that we would not be able to achieve Tikkun Olam. As Hashem said to the Malachim at the time that the Asar HaRugi Malchus were being killed, Shesaik, silence, Kach Allah B'machshava Lefanai, I saw this from the beginning of time, we would need Asar HaRugi Malchus. We know that it's a kapora for the 10 Shvatim who sold Yosef in Mechiras Yosef. But beyond, that every single day we evoke the memory of the Asar HaRugi Malchus, every single day we live with the Asar HaRugi Malchus. And Chazal tell us that Kasha Nisa Tzadikim, that when a Tzadik dies, especially when he's martyred, Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu, like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Tzadikim themselves are the place for the Hashras HaShechina. If you've ever seen the way that a Tzadik cries over the death of another Tzadik, much more, even though he may not be blood related, he may not even know the Tzadik,
that there's a hergish in the lev of a tzaddik that he cries over other tzaddikim more than a child would cry over a parent. Because a tzaddik is irreplaceable. The place that the tzaddik has in the world and before Hashem Yisbarach is indescribable, but it takes a lot of emunah tzaddikim to be able to relieve that and to see that. Hachazal able to equate Churban Beis Hamikdash with the death of a tzaddik. On Yom Kippur, not only do we read about the Asarig Malchus, we read about the death of Nadav and Avihu, Misa Tzadikim. And it tells us that Yom HaKippurim really, really wants to be the day that Hashem says the end to this galus. That when Hashem brings us into the world of Yom Kippur, that He doesn't take us out again. The fact that we recall the Asarig Malchus and we read this kina, we read this kina of Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur, comes to tell us that until we're mesaking this pigam, that until everything which our job is done, and until then our emunah and tzaddikim is correct, that it's that stain on Yom HaKippurim from Tisha B'Av, that until we correct this pigam at its core in Tisha B'Av, then even Yom Kippur is not complete. And it's a kina, which is a kina which we say about our own emunah tzaddikim. That in the same way, the very first kina, Vayekoinen Yimiyohu Yoshiyohu, HaYimiyohu, he wasn't just maspid Yoshio, he was makahinen Yoshio. He saw it as being kisreifas beis alakeinu. And of course Yoshiyohu was unique, but every tzaddik is a Yoshio. Every tzaddik adar. Yiftach b'doyre k'shmul b'doyre. That although we may not have a kesher with tzaddikim, we may not know who the tzaddikim are to learn the Torahs of tzaddikim. But to attach ourselves, believe in nefesh, to realize that a tzaddik has a special place before Hashem, that a tzaddik is not just random, that he makes choices, that he's boicher to be a tzaddik and to live an uplifted life, a heilige life, a life that if we only knew that life that a tzaddik lives, we would be have such a cheshen and kisufim to live in such a life. That all we hear about is what the goyim call their stars, the rich and famous, and the broken lives which they lead. Mamish, they're the most broken people that there is. Wouldn't pay millions of dollars to have their lot. But to be a yid and a simple Jew is such a sweet life, but to live the life of a tzaddik, to at least have a cheshek to have the life of the tzaddik, which comes from emunas chachamim, which attaches ourselves to that life a little bit. So many chorbanos have happened because of the lack of emunas chachamim, Yoshiyahu not believing, not listening to Yirmiyahu, and how it's nisgagel from generation to generation. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdei. The nichlal in emunas Hashem is emunah and Moshe avdei, and the Moshe is every generation. This is a kina which we say about our own emunah. The chas v'shalom to have a ridiculed tzaddikim. To realize that just like we don't understand the ways of Hashem Yisparach as much as we can, we don't understand the ways of tzaddikim all the time. That tzaddikim have an enlightened way about themselves. They have a kasher with Hashem Yisparach. That although every Jew is makusher, that a tzaddik has a special place. And with that emunah, we can lift ourselves to such places. So Kadosh Baruch Hu instill within us that emunah, that vayaminu b'Hashem v'mayzeh avdo, which Chazal say often are, that in the schus of this emunah, Klai Yisrael will nigla from Mitzrayim, and so will be in this final goal of Mitzrayim.